fish.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Just a paper.
Still, if that doesn't get you hyped, like after last show, we sit there. I probably played that like 7 or 8 times. It just gets me going. I mean,
right?
If that doesn't, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday Papers. I am Coach Casey. Joining me, I would say, gonna be on a regular basis going forward when we're here doing a regular show going forward. Across from me, it's Skin Man.
I'm 80% accurate of being here.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close.
80%.
80% chance you'll be here when we're doing a show 80% of the time.
But I'm 13% full of shit.
That's true. So then like 6? Are we only like 6% now?
6% I'll be here.
Okay, perfect. To his left, my right, he was new to the show last week. If the reviews come back as the way, or did come back the way I thought they were gonna, he stole the show. We're really only lighting the camera up, getting everything ready to get this guy talking, and then we're leaving. We're gonna go ride the golf cart around, and Andy is gonna be doing a show for you. You're gonna love. No, everybody in the corner, it's no Andy.
Yeah, no one wants that.
What's up, buddy?
I think not much.
So anyway, I might have a little bit of news on Wednesday. So,
on the JOB front,
maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to jinx it, and I don't want to ruin it because that takes away from the Wednesday show.
I got a voicemail. The phone didn't even ring.
Did you check the voicemail yet, or you wait until Wednesday on the live show?
I checked the voicemail. So I'm gonna call them and
I don't know.
You know, see what goes where by.
You're gonna
Wednesday.
Call them Wednesday on the show.
No.
Oh, we'll do it. I'll do it for you. Hi, this is Andy's assistant. Before I pitch him through, is there anything I need to get him ready for? Is there any notes he needs to have? He's fully prepared. He's wearing Dockers today.
If you don't hire Andy, there will be serious pain.
Yeah, also his wife is close to leaving him. Kids close to being given up for adoption due to lack of funds. No,
they're for sale.
We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you in just a minute.
That's single Andy talking there.
Well, that's soon to be single Andy. Well, this is Monday Papers. If you're watching us this week,
poorly.
Well, no, I think you chose wisely. You're watching us on either Periscope, Mixler, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, even possibly. I mean, there's all kinds of places. The only place you won't find us where you normally do is Facebook. Had some malfunctioning before the show with my backup phone due to the fact that I wasn't planning on using it.
And that's not backing up anything.
It's not a good backup phone if it's dead. So we're not on Facebook. If you want to listen only to us tonight and not see us, maybe you're watching Dancing with the Stars.
That's the plan.
Or you're playing some video games.
Or our faces gross you out.
Yeah, exactly. Or we just scare you. You can find us on Mixler.com/FalconFM. So that was better than any Falcon last week, though. I know it was a crow, but that was still better than, besides your Falcon. You can also download us anywhere. Just go search Monday Morning Papers.
Falcon.
Tell a friend. I don't know. I don't think that's it still. Where's your Falcon, Andy? Give us a Falcon. Meow.
I honestly probably pull off a fucking crow.
Andy's always quick on the whip. He's always ready. That's why I brought him in.
It can't be a mute. It can't be a mute falcon.
I was going to say, maybe his falcon doesn't make noise. Today
stares
is,
intently.
Today is December 12th, 2019. The year of the dog. Is that what I called it? No, because it's still the year of the dog. If we started out the year right on the Chinese calendar.
It is, but I don't know when the Chinese calendar starts over.
That's true. I could be wrong.
It's,
I apologize to any of our...
It's a couple months.
I apologize if I've offended any of our Chinese listeners or any of our people that follow only the Chinese New Year. I didn't want to do, Year of the Lord's Conrad's thing. So,
yeah, we're not very religious.
Yeah, I was going to say. As a whole, we're not. Individually, I think we all are.
If we hit our thumb with a hammer,
there's
a
lot of holies coming
of
out.
Prayers.
I don't know. Andy's pretty, pretty devout, I would say. I mean, definitely of the collaboration of the show, I would say him or Smoothie.
Yeah, but if you kick him in the nuts, it's a toss up.
Oh yeah, he'll say words you've never heard of, make up like the kind of cuss words that offend sailors. Yeah. What do we do here every week? Why are we here? Does anybody know the answer to that? I still don't know. I know what we do, but I don't know why we're here.
Well, we just kind of hang out and talk and then record it.
Okay, that's what we do.
There's a few people that listen to it.
And they usually just to make fun of us in playback for the other show. It's only for entertainment for our other shows.
Right, and that would be the Conrad and Jack show.
So what this started out as, we go to the MSN homepage. It's a scrolling banner of stories. You can find it through Bing or Google or whatever your, Yahoo or whatever your search engine is.
Fake News Central is what I use.
It's a scrolling banner of, after about a week, they tailor this site to you. Not only things you care about, but the ads are only things you care about. The stories are generally things only to make you sad. When we started the show, it was kind of the beginning of the political diarrhea era. I don't know what you want to call it, but to where every story on every news channel was completely related to Trump or the Democrats or the Republicans or whatever. Now, just like that, MSN, which is a news site, follows their same exact circle.
Was that when Senator Johnson shit his pants?
Yes, that was when news was good. That was when, I thought, I was never really on this Trump bandwagon, but I was always on the Make America Great Again bandwagon because I'm waiting for it to be great. I mean, it's always been great. I don't know.
I voted for Christopher Walken. I always do.
You always write him in. I wouldn't like to vote. Oh, no, that was not a...
Christopher Walken and Gary Busey. I think that would really bring the country around and, just fucking end it all.
Just put John Daly and somebody on the ticket. Then next year, do Gary Busey and Daly. That would be fun. Two blondes. Blondes love to have fun.
Yeah, they'd be fighting over that button.
Oh man, blondes love to have fun. So let's
nuke India. Not today, John. All right, I'm going golfing.
It's normally only stories politically related. This week, I'm going through. There's a couple. Most of them are, like I'm scrolling by now, my sports teams are kind of at a falling apart phase. This time of year, I root for Dallas Cowboys football. They're horrible right now. I mean, still leading their division, but playing like crap. I root for Wichita State basketball, playing really good, just played bad, which you guys got to experience. I don't know if that should be saved for the show or not.
Yeah, we have to save that for.
Zach actually made that an experience.
Now, was I wrong? Was I not like I felt like out of that whole situation, I was the calmer, leveler headed person in this thing. I mean, if we took a vote, would that be true?
You're always the calmer person.
That's a scary thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. When they come in here, they both yell pretty good.
But I mean, in dealing with a rough loss as that was.
Right.
my you know, there was no getting through to that cat. Yeah. I can't wait. Hopefully he will, we can discuss that. The only thing that sucks, the reason Conrad.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, hard for me to say, apparently. Oh. The reason, I think E'll have a take on it, because E's probably watched sports. I think anybody that's watched sports with Mexico should be able to partake in this. This.
We should sell tickets.
Honestly, I would love to just invite him over. I would start to watch sports
if he was here.
If only if he was where I was.
He is animated.
Because it's hilarious.
It's like, oh, he lost his shit again.
Did he just lay on the floor? Did he just lay on the floor because they missed a shot? Come on. I get packed. So, and I guess the reason why I am the way I am now, because years ago I was, it controlled me more. Like when it was, it's never really been like the Shockers did quite a bit, but there's so many more games for them that it's easier.
So when it gets tense, is that when you stand up? And then, you know, lean on the knees and then kind of pace around the room.
Yeah, I'm a quiet. Yes, exactly. Like when my teams are going, I'm rocking. I used to have like some things where I would flip my hat.
You go Rain Man with it?
No, but like I used to do this. Put my hat on backwards for defense, forward for off. I mean, I used to have all this stuff. I don't really have any of that no more. Now I usually just change the channel for a minute if it's making me mad. If it's frustrating me that bad, I'll go watch some Teletubbies or something.
Wow.
I don't know. Whatever the next, usually it's one channel up or down.
That was your go-to.
I don't know. Yeah. We had a conversation about Teletubbies.
Oh!
Pool? Oh, is that something? See, that, you know more about me, but your kids are of a different age. We did have a little Teletubby phase. But, so that was interesting. So this time of year. So anyways, I got Wednesday night, I got an experience like, you know, it ended with us hugging, but for a little bit, I thought we might kill each other.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever wanted to kill him. I think he wanted to kill me at one point.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, good Thanksgiving dinner, family, friends, weird little situation.
Did you go anywhere?
To Amy's. Every year we do it at Amy's mom's house, which thankfully for me is in this neighborhood.
So when you say you do it in Amy's mom's house,
we've never. Is that, no, I think the last house that I did it
is
with,
that dinner or?
Yeah, just dinner. Because the last thing that I did anything sexually related with my wife in a parent's house was their old house in Belle Plaine.
But not on the table.
Not on the table. Right. No, I don't think so. No, we never did. I think just beds and maybe some floors and couches and stuff, but nothing weird there. I mean, here, yeah. Everywhere you guys are sitting, yes. But
that only makes sense.
I know. It's my why I built the studio. So I could you build something
I'm
like this.
I'm surprised you haven't built a teepee.
There's some swings that drop out of the ceiling.
Nice. Nice.
So those are what those doors are.
So we go over there every year, and it was interesting little experience, which I'll get right back to that in a minute. But then I go watch my Cowboys play after that.
Oh, hold on. What was this menu?
Menu. If we did, they do a turkey. There's always a ham, which I don't, obviously, those are two things I don't partake in. Almost everything else, I think. Then there was mashed potatoes, gravy.
Now, was it the turkey gravy?
It was turkey gravy, so no gravy for me, only mashed potatoes. We usually bring our own gravy. We weren't that worried about it.
So this is, so far, it's two things you can't have and one thing you can't, well,
yep, mashed potatoes.
Three things
that can't
you
have.
Can't.
Okay. Yeah. Then stuffing, but it's a meat-free stuffing that her mom makes for us, okay. So we can have that. There is a green bean casserole, no meat in it. Amy makes that one.
So that's bland, too?
Oh, it's super good. So much cheese. You'll.
What kind of cheese?
Velveeta and so much of it. It's so good. And the little French onion, it's.
Have you tried Gouda?
We've done it with some different, but my mom I only have it twice a year.
Right.
And I have a certain way I like it. And I used to get it my mom would make this on Thanksgiving and then on Christmas. It's the only time of year I get it. So Amy's kind of learned the recipe for me.
So half of it still goes up on the roof.
Yes, yeah. Always. And then there was a corn, I don't even know what, like cream of corn. Thing, right. the white milky corn.
I don't really eat corn. I only rent it.
That's true. We did hear Amy makes a corn casserole for me every year, but she felt bad to bring that because there was already a corn dish, which, anyways, so I had that here.
We should make it later and then you get all of it.
There was, two different like scalloped potato bake type dishes, which we could have.
And how much bacon was in it?
They had bacon on the side on that one. There was something, and it's drawn a blank what it was that we couldn't have that had ham in it, floating in it or something, which was, I think, maybe just like some regular green beans with ham or
no wombats?
Nope. Okay. Nope. They kind of, because her mom cooks most of it, and because we're vegetarians and the kids are, they make a bunch of things that we can have, and then anybody that brings anything, they can bring whatever they want. And then there was 40 or 50, there's rolls, obviously, a ton of rolls. And they, I don't know what, I think she makes them herself, maybe. They're little badass little rolls.
I bet they're frozen. Frozen. Like the
I know she used to make her own always.
Yeah.
But I don't know if these were. She always does, because I used to make her make them for me. And I've went over there watching the dough rise up, because they're super awesome. Anyways, and then, you know, probably every cheesecake and pumpkin pie. And they had the best thing I think that was there. And I wouldn't normally like it was like this. And I would, I guess, but I don't like cream cheese, so I don't like cheesecake freaks me out, which I know I'm missing out on a whole world of sweets, and everybody tells me that. But even if you tell me there's cream cheese in something, I really won't eat it. So you have to tell me it's icing.
Well, you don't really eat sugar.
What do you mean?
You don't?
Well, I mean, you do. You swallow it, though.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot, no. Yeah. I'm not a real sweets person. Occasionally, if it is, it's a... The same, you guys seen what my sweets choice is, oatmeal cream pies. If I'm going to eat some sweets, I reserve it for that.
Right.
Whoever's actually watching on any of the video platforms, I'm apologizing that for some reason it freaked out and just went basically onto my crotch for a while.
That is awesome. I'm so glad.
Literally, it was the corner way over here.
Next time, if you notice, could you at least turn and let them finish the crotch cam for at least a little bit, get a good picture of it?
I don't know how long it was on, so
maybe I
should have noticed it and waved before.
That may have been the best thing that they listened to on this show so far. I'm not too concerned. Everybody, welcome back from Andy's crotch cam.
I must have a really tight zoom.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the least Thanksgiving I think I've ever done, because normally we do one at Amy's grandma's. We used to do one at my mom's. That was the only thing we did. I mean, normally like a day before, a day after we do something. I was supposed to go to one Saturday with some family, and because I ended up working, and it was nice weather, I needed to make the money. It was in Hutchison. I missed out on it. Sorry, they listened back to this, so love you guys. Sorry, it happens at this time of year. This is the only time of year I'm really busy. I mean, sorry. So I did miss out. And then some family I would love to see, actually. A lot of the family you don't really care to see, but like all of this family I get along with, we have stuff in common, you know?
Well, give them a call. See what they're doing the Saturday before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we'll get together. I talked to two of my cousins that live here in town quite a bit now, and then one of them, you know, we were estranged for years until the last couple, and now we've all got closer back together. So that's cool. I mean,
now,
the fact that we
estranged is that's a $10 word for what?
Separated. You know, where we didn't talk for many years. Okay. We were an unscheduled
break.
Yeah, basically, once my grandma passed away when I was in high school, the family's just kind of split,
right.
And just recently have we kind of, I mean, and over the years we've made some contact, and so we started coming back together. So that was about it. A lot of cookies and, you know, all that stuff. And really what's crazy is this family dinner is normally about a minimum of 30 people, and up to, I think we've had as many as 50 at this one, and I think there was like 19 people there, which is still a good turnout.
Are they all as quiet as you?
Of the bunch that was there this year, yes, I'm the loud one by far. There's one of the cousins that's he's pretty right wing. He listens to What's Up, Jason. Me and him will get in some hot debates about Muslims and origins and all that stuff. And then there's another one that was a married in cousin that he listened for quite a while, and he used to just like to troll me at these things because. Like, Amy's mom's listened to just about 30 minutes of a show, and the first show she happened to be where somebody yelled something about getting banged by Jesus, and so her not getting to know us fully, She was.
Well, I'm turning that off.
Yeah, she was kind of done listening. She thought it was, you know, funny enough, and she don't care. But it's not her flavor.
I need a new phone. I threw that one against the wall.
That's not her flavor. And then, like, she was only concerned that, like, her mom would stumble across this, which we're not friends on Facebook for that reason. And when I share the stuff, I share it in groups where she wouldn't see that anyway.
Right.
So, but he likes to, oh, does everybody here know about the show you do? They know about the kind of humor you like to talk about on there? And, like, you know, like, out of nowhere, because, like, he's the, and I'll just mess with him. Like, he's a big Trump supporter, don't care. But he used to be one of those in-your-face ones on Facebook. I think he's kind of got me blocked now. But I used to, and I don't care if it was, if you loved Hillary or whoever it was, and you constantly put that, I'm going to troll you. But I would just put little jokes or something funny, and he'd be like, oh, because, you know, something, one year was, he took me aside, and he's like, you think it's racist because I like Trump, or something like that. And I'm like, no, I put a meme in there that it was a joke toward, somebody else had commented something, and my meme was toward their comment. It wasn't toward his post.
So it wasn't what he'd said. It was the jokes that he made that were popular back in the 1930s.
Yeah, but he's not really that way. He's not. He's just a good old boy. He's just a cowboy. He's not that way. And I never, like I said, the person that made the comment on his post was that person, though. So my comment, and it even had their name tagged on it, and then was my meme behind it. And it was something about just like a noose hanging or something like that. And because it said, be nice if we got rid of them all. And that's the only thing he was talking. Anyways. So he kept, you know, hey, Brenda, you know about Casey's podcast? I'll share it to you. Oh, yeah, you'll really like the stuff he talks about on there. Hey, Susie, you know, Casey's one of your favorite, right? You won't be listening to his podcast. And then a bunch of them have, and like a lot of the cousins, there's quite a few people that listen, so they'll get people talking about it, which is kind of awkward because then you'll get the aunt you don't want to listen. What's that show? And I'll say, it's like Howard Stern if Howard Stern were tame. You know, that's the best way to describe it. And we're not. We're sexually, I mean, it's completely different, but our humor.
Oh, I'm a sexual being.
But, you know, we're not motorboating.
Look at it.
We're not motorboating speakers on vaginas here, but we are pushing. Well, there's a famous thing. You don't know that?
No.
There's a famous thing where there's a girl calls in and his voice gets him going and he tells her to turn the speaker over and then she sits on the speaker while she's on the phone and then he starts doing this.
That's how the speaker smells like the ocean.
Yes,
now.
And now it's now exactly. It's an aquatic speaker.
Yeah.
Camel Towing would be more than willing to move that speaker at this point. Right. So we don't normally do that kind of humor. We like to push, you know, the everything else. So anyways, but he likes to, you know, turn it that way. And so anyways, all of those people were gone. It was all the quiet. It was just the aunts and uncles, one cousin who they left pretty quick because their dad didn't show up. And so everybody was looking for him, which caused the first time I've ever seen like yelling at one of these events where every, you know, somebody comes out yelling, and I've seen where they've, you know, not got along. That's normal. But like screaming where one person's grabbing their stuff and, you know, and it sucks is the person that they yell at is one of the people that helps get the dinner ready. So for her to pick up and leave after a fight was like a 23-minute thing. So normally you get in a fight, you grab your coat, your you know, your kids, if you brought them, and your purse, and you get out the door and you leave. She's still packing up ham and putting stuff away while she's trying to, you know, leave, and I felt bad. Like, I'm sitting in the other room watching TV pretending I don't know what's going on like normal. And so that was
I would have played a dirty fuck song or something just to take the pressure off.
Yeah, I know. Me and the boy, there's at my mother-in-law's, there's this room where it's like a little TV room and there's a door that closes. We don't normally close it, but you're kind of tucked away in a little cove. So everybody knows you're back there, but they think you don't hear everything that's going on. So it's perfect because they can't hear you out there talking because you're two people close talking and they're 40 people loud talking out in the other room. But the boy's like, do we say anything? I'm like, no football. Turn the game up. Go. Who's playing? Lions.
Christmas is coming up and it's going to happen again. But this will be the grudge match from Thanksgiving.
We'll see. It could be interesting because.
So I've got one song.
Okay. What's that song I need to have ready?
Yeah, it's called Granddad's Got a Stiffy.
Okay.
It's by Kevin Bloody Wilson. He's out of Australia.
Now, I can't.
Every song that he sings is filthy, so just pick one.
There's one place, like one time a year that
but he ODs on Viagra.
I'm still myself, but I'm not. There's one place, one time a year, that I try to be on my absolute best behavior, and that's Amy on Christmas Day at Amy's grandparents in Salina. I don't want to.
That would be different.
And that's where
you're going to be snowed out. You're not going to be able to go in.
Perfect. Only one time has that happened. We've only got lucky one time. So anyways, real quick, back to it. That was my dinner. Cowboys suck their butts and lose. Michigan plays Saturday morning, sucks their butt, gets their butts kicked. But then my Michigan basketball team at least won a championship over the weekend. Oh, I have my Michigan shirt on. I had a Michigan shirt on. This is the you're an idiot shirt, so I'm an idiot. But so one good sports thing happened over the weekend.
Sure, that's a compliment. Oh my God's here.
Now, I will say, last year this time, I got up, this year, or about this time last year, we were about a month and a half or 2 months into the race to 180 with me and Conrad, and the way that I decided that I was going to try to lose the weight was running. The only motivation I could find was running in a race. And then it also kind of helped me alleviate that feeling guilty eating as much as I wanted on Thanksgiving, because you run a race, you feel like you can eat whatever you want. That's how I look at it. So I ran that again this year and shaved 2 minutes off my time, got like top seven, well, seven in my age group.
So were you able to just jump right out of bed at, 5:30?
I got out of bed about 6:15 and I felt fine, because you guys probably left here at one ish, somewhere right around there.
Close. Yeah.
Maybe not quite one.
Right.
And I was probably 45 or an hour after that asleep. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was good. It was raining, sleeting. Like, I got a picture of me where my beard's all like full of ice.
Nice.
While I was running. So it was the ground wasn't slick, but it was at the time of the race, it was coming down good enough that it made it miserable for a while. And then just kind of went, man.
Are you sure you're not Catholic? Because that's something that, a Catholic would do.
What?
It's like, yeah, I know it's going to make myself miserable, but that's my penance for being who I am.
I think that's part of what
punish myself.
I think that's what I've turned running into. I've turned it into my punishment.
Catholic, man.
Ooh, I have been touched by. I've wanted a priest to touch me before. If that's what you're saying, I've had that fantasy. Yes, but I mean, as far as all the other stuff, the long weddings, the overzealous funerals, that stuff. No, but now the connection side of it. Although I always say Catholics,
well, you're certainly in touch with the alcohol.
I always say, yeah, I always say the Catholics are connected, but then I know Andy, he's been without a job for a while.
Well, that's why he quit drinking.
Well, he needs to start drinking, because all what I found, the most ahead people in Wichita, much like the Jews of New York, are Catholic in Wichita. And they're the some of the biggest, heaviest drinkers.
I'm sorry, you lost me with Jewish Catholics.
No, two separate.
Okay.
But much like people, I don't know, and people say that the Jews run New York. Like, it's big up there. They run the money there.
That was Mel Gibson.
Well, that may, no, I'm not on his tirade.
You want to talk about alcoholism.
I don't mean it in a negative way, but much like that, the Catholics are big here. So, I don't even know where we are going with that now, but I'm not a Catholic. I never wanted
to
be.
No, you had the reins. You know,
if anything,
like,
eight
horses were just running wild.
I think that I'm such an asshole on day-to-day basis that I deserve as much punishment as I can. But I don't, being miserable isn't enough for me. So I'm going to go run in the ice and finish that off. So,
yeah, that's Catholic guilt right there.
Andy made a spilly over here go throw it out somewhere. I mean, come on, Andy. What are you raised in a barn?
He was on the floor.
I think he was just going to sit it there, which is okay. I'm not completely anti just throwing pop on the floor in here, but
oh, there's styrofoam on the walls. It's ultra absorbent.
Well, that was my Thanksgiving, my weekend. What have you done since last show? Anything that isn't for Wednesday?
Well, I spilled about a half a gallon of soda on some paperwork.
Okay.
And then I was going to just, you know,
put it on the
floor. Stick it on the wall.
Yeah. Well, it's absorbent. There's at least six sheets of paper there.
Yeah.
Did you get that taken care of?
Yeah, he's definitely got the Catholic, you know, guilt other people down to a science.
I think it's this time that I've spent with, I've never spent so much time with Catholics as I have in the last 6 years, and then in the time I've spent with Conrad and you and Mexico.
I like the politician spin that you did on that. You took all the...
He made the mistake,
the
and then he blamed it on me.
You spilling soda.
You goddamn right.
And then you put it back on the... It's like,
and that's the Catholic in him. So how was your Thanksgiving, buddy?
Never left the house. It was great.
No family stuff? No nothing, huh?
No, it was just, we did, beer ox.
Uh-huh.
And,
Just you, the wife, and the kiddos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. We didn't go anywhere. It was...
No turkey, no stuffing, no none of that? Just beer ox?
No, we did beer ox and, broccoli.
Okay.
And it was a crazy kind of cheese.
On the broccoli?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was...
Not a Gouda?
No, it was an expensive one.
Oh,
a
focaccia. That's the only
brie.
Two.
Brie?
Yeah.
No, it was...
a marble brie?
Franche?
Franche?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that... I'm going to get all... From that, because this show, there's two things I need to always have readily available. A list of all my pickles and a list of all my cheeses.
Right.
And I've found that more times since I've been involved on this show or the Conrad and Jack show... Have I needed that list?
It wasn't our regular go-to cheese.
So was it good or no? Maybe a pass on the expensive cheeses?
It was good, but in a weird way.
See, I've come to find, not only are those more expensive, like cheeses and fruits and olives or whatever, more expensive, I don't have the palate or the taste for them. I'm not meant to be, you know, rich.
Yeah. Blue cheese, you can get the fuck out of here with it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's gross. Just this look of it. I mean, it looks like rotten cheese. Mm. It looks like rotten cum.
I mean, I get, you know, I don't necessarily would probably eat the cheese,
leave
but
it
the
around
dressing.
Oh. Go ahead.
Blue cheese dressing I like.
Really?
Yeah.
The smell don't bug you at all?
No.
Wow.
You like sauerkraut, though, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Lot, don't you? Like it's a.
I don't go out of my way to buy it,
but you would go out of your way to
there,
eat
I'll
it
eat
if it was
yeah
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat sauerkraut.
What about
scams?
You will sauerkraut?
Oh yeah.
What about cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think but I'm surprised you don't like blue cheese. I've watched you eat gravy out of a can, which is basically blue cheese.
No, it was basically brown gravy. Is what it was.
But it wasn't. It was supposed to be the white.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense.
In case you don't know, a couple months back on a show, we had a can of gravy that sat over here for a year or so. Now, granted, it's canned, but we look over partway through the show, and Skin Man had not ate dinner that night, and he's got his knife. He'd dug open the can, and he's just spooning big... and we watched it back on playback and we laughed for 2.5 hours of him just sitting there eating that while we're doing a show. So maybe I forgot to bring it. It's in my thing. I brought somebody at work today gave me a fruit cake and I was going to I was going to make us try it because it's like a Yoder one and it actually it's got cherries on it, walnuts. It doesn't look like any fruit cake I've ever seen.
I'll save it for Wednesday. You know, it'll keep.
Oh, yeah, it's forever. That's what I've heard. They don't go bad, so we'll do it Wednesday. I was going to bring it out here.
It's like Twinkies.
But that was my thing. I was telling people at work. I said, of all people I would ever know, there was one person I think would take it. You were my guy, and you just puked it. So you're not a fruitcake guy?
It's not my favorite. I mean, they make one hell of a good doorstop.
Okay. This one is so soft and moist. That's why it's freaking me out. That's why.
Well, that's different.
That's what I'm going to say. This is no fruitcake you've ever seen before. That's the reason it interested me.
Most fruitcakes you can use in demolition.
That's what I've seen that. They say, you know, oh, this is from 8 years ago. Oh, it's still good. You know,
yeah, it's still the same. You know, you can bust out lath and plaster with it.
This reminds me more of like a banana bread with fruit in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that you have my attention now.
That's what I'm saying. This one I think was going to get you. So we'll save it for Wednesday. Now I got your attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring a nice bread knife. The way we would slice it. Thin slices.
So nothing else. You didn't do anything else. You guys didn't nothing on this weekend. No.
Oh, there was also pumpkin pie.
Due to a lot of whipped cream pie, on it.
Chocolate brownies with peanut butter or fudge frosting. There was one of the big damn cookies from the grocery store.
Uh-huh. I like that you guys did broccoli
with all the icing. Yeah, I was wanting to do Brussels sprouts and deviled eggs and broccoli and I was stopped by everyone. They're like, "No, there ain't no way.
You're going to kill that house, yeah."
And then hang around and watch a movie in the afternoon?
Yeah, no thanks. Not with you. Well, we will, but you'll have to leave.
You're going to blow the house up.
So you had a good time. Good Thanksgiving.
All the pilot lights on.
Now, do you guys normally do something for Thanksgiving, or is this your normal sitch?
Normally, we'll go to one of her family members.
Just took it off. Boycotted it. Not Bogart.
Well, everybody was busy, and a lot of her family has a big family. Because
are you saying like larger in stature or amount of
many,
people?
Many people.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, the lard asses are on my side of the family.
Okay. No, that's okay. I just didn't know if you were saying like a big family, like the house you couldn't fit in there.
But we own it. It's like yeah. I'm not gonna trust a skinny chef.
Well, I mean, I'd like to have a healthy doctor.
Right.
You know.
Oh, what's...
I mean, the guy teaching me to skydive, you know, it'd be nicer if he was, you know.
Doctors can go and kiss a fat baby's ass as far as I'm concerned.
I think a lot of them do. I don't know if that's still part of the ritual when you have one or not, but...
The last time I went to the doctor, it's like, well, yeah, it's not broken and it's not fractured.
Well, I'll
Here's
say
some anti-inflammatories that won't do anything.
I'll say from my recent experience, go if you think you need to go. But, yeah, they don't, you know. I don't know. I mean, go open up to your doctor. Talk to him.
Nah.
Talk to him. Tell him what's really bugging you.
It's not psychology.
Oh. Okay. So, that's what I do to my doctor. I don't ever tell him about what's wrong with me.
What the dogs are for.
Oh, I just go.
Well, being a little mopey today, puppy.
I don't know if my wife loves me the same no more.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. I know. I know my wife don't love me the same no more.
Due to something that you said.
How was your Thanksgiving, Andy?
It was fine.
What do you guys do?
Well, me and my wife, we cooked pretty much all day. Huh?
Go ahead.
Cooked all day Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah. Okay. And her dad and brother were over for that. And then...
What'd they bring?
They bought most of the food.
Oh, good.
So,
bought it for you guys to cook it?
Yeah.
Awesome plan. I like that.
And
they love that, too, because they gave and helped, and they didn't have to cook.
That's right.
That's I love that.
Brother-in-law, he's like, here's some cash.
Yeah.
Give me food.
Yeah. So, yeah, give me food better than McDonald's. We're close.
But we had, my wife did a couple of chickens that she put a dry rub on the night before and cooked up. It was really good. And then
like dry rub, do you ever say later, do you want to give me a dry rub or anything? Do you ever get any of those jokes out
all the time? Constantly.
Okay. I didn't know if you,
it's always, you know, a dirty look.
Cause the minute you said dry rub, I was getting ready to say later after the show, can I get a dry rub? But I didn't know.
But, and
I
then
got this cayenne pepper
did, did the green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, white gravy,
like you should.
Did you make the white gravy yourself?
No.
Did you get the canned stuff?
Wouldn't let me.
Wouldn't let me. I started with my dick, though.
No, it was
the packet stuff?
Yeah, powdered packet.
Yeah, those are good. Stuff, that's what we use a lot of time.
It was pretty good.
I make my
probably
own.
Probably needed a couple more of them.
I've learned how to make
like
a roux.
Three people got.
I've been learning how to make my own.
Just a little bit. But, lots of stuffing. Yeah, everybody likes the Hawaiian best or whatever rolls. And
King's Hawaiian rolls?
Yeah, King's Hawaiian.
Hawaiian's best is the cheap brand, but they're fine. So,
and my son ate an entire bag of those.
Hell yeah,
one
he did.
Night
yes,
before
he did.
Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah, he did.
And then ate
another bag on Thanksgiving.
Another bag
Hell
and
yeah,
a
he
half
did.
The night after Thanksgiving.
So
when we got up for leftovers, there wasn't any more rolls.
No more left.
That's how my poor wife and them, they go Black Friday shopping after.
Yeah, that's, yeah, we should have.
Between the time they left and came back, 36 rolls me and the boy finished.
And then Saturday, we went out to my sister's house and had my side of the family's Thanksgiving.
How many people come over for hers? Just her dad and brother and them?
That's it.
That's it?
That's the entire family.
That's
good.
You
know, anymore.
So small. So,
yep.
And then your side of the family's all your brothers and sisters, yeah, a lot more people. All the people that help yard clean.
I've seen a large quintessential Catholic family.
I've seen a large
chunk. Parents with seven kids.
I've seen a large chunk of your family on the cleanup day pictures.
Yeah. In-laws and and all the kids. So it's big.
So good time all in all. No family drama. No aunt that had to pack up everything and leave while she's at.
Nope. Everything was fine.
I'm out of here.
No drama to speak of.
In 37 minutes.
It was really my, like, every time I get together with, like, my brother and my side of the family, there's something, but it's usually just a one-upsman, just stupid fight stuff.
My highlight was, my mom actually brought rhubarb pie, so.
I don't know what that is. Is it good?
Is that the strawberry rhubarb or just rhubarb?
Is rhubarb like a root, isn't it?
It's kind of like celery.
Yeah. Okay. Celery, but yeah, but better.
So it's like a hearty pie, not a sweet.
I think it was just straight rhubarb this time.
Nice.
No. I like both.
So is it sweet or is it hearty?
It's kind of a tart.
Because I'm, like, here's where I stand on pies. The only one that should be made is pumpkin. But that's because only twice a year do I eat pie.
That's racist to blueberries, man.
But I don't, I don't like apple pie. I don't like, I mean, I've had like a chocolate pie that was okay, but usually like a mousse or something, they're just too sweet. I don't know, man. You give me a warm piece of pumpkin pie with big old dollop of whipped cream, I don't think there's nothing better.
Strawberry rhubarb pie is pretty sweet, but, just straight up rhubarb pie is kind of more of a tart-ish.
Yeah. It's less sweet.
And that's tart-ish really with good. Andy. Oh, that's a different segment I was going to work on. I was hoping you could get tart out of this so I could say tartish. Now, and then we could start making tarts and we could go back.
Tart.
He could be tart-ish. Doing something. Hey, could you retart that? Quit being retarded.
Tart.
I know. Retart.
It's a hard T on the T. Tart.
So everybody had a good Thanksgiving all in all, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was good.
Yep.
It was not traditional, and we didn't cook for hours upon end.
Yeah, my wife cooked the night before. I mean, got stuff ready, and then cooked a little bit the day of, and not a ton. I mean, certain years, and like around Christmas, she'll always do. You know, of course, I think Christmas at her parents is like soup, and it's always kind of a letdown for me because I'm used to that traditional. You know, like for me, my Christmas dinner is kind of like Thanksgiving dinner. You always had the mashed potatoes and the
Brussels sprouts and cabbage.
Yeah, and green beans and macaroni and cheese and all that. The stuff that you just don't eat very often throughout the year, or I don't. So it's always.
And the hard boiled eggs and the deviled eggs and the beets.
What about yams? Do you guys eat yams?
I don't.
What about what's the shaky jelly looking stuff? Is that yams?
That's jello.
Cranberry. Cranberry. Do you guys do the cranberry sauce?
I like the canned cranberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I like that out of a can.
Yeah. You have
not
to.
So much. I'll try a little bit of it. I usually don't go overboard on it.
Are you like me? Obviously, because I don't eat the meats, but I'm an instant starch guy. I go like potato. Like if you could put potatoes and then put like a hash brown casserole and put scalloped potatoes on that and then put it in a roll and eat that. Oh, man. I know you guys then throw like some turkey or ham or whatever on there, but I like to make everything into a sandwich.
I would just put like drizzle some potted meat on the top of the potatoes.
This yam's for you. Are you talking like the little beanie weenies or maybe some spam?
No, it's like potted meat.
It just potted meat?
It doesn't specify.
Comes out in like that.
If it's beef or pork.
It's like a real light
the floor.
It's like the color of this table, and then it falls off. It's like, and it, okay, a lot like spam but juicier.
Right.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that.
It's
one big beanie weenie almost.
It's horrible.
But mashed.
I'll bring it next. Does it burrito?
Oh God.
Thank you. Luckily, that'll be one I get to miss out on.
I've got my work cut out trying to find those fish assholes.
Shark found dead on Cape Cod.
Type in market.
Open. What killed it? I don't care. We ought to probably do a news story or two. This is why we're here. Not really.
That'd
I mean,
weird.
That's true. I would hate to run this show.
News.
News. I don't have none of that even loaded up. I really wasn't ready for this. Went and fixed some lights after work, and then Andy has some stories up. You still got some stories ready to go, Skin Man? Skin Man.
I think Andy should go first.
He is. He's ready.
I know he's got
one. No, my damn my phone freaked out and wouldn't load.
Cats to be put on leashes to protect wildlife. EU says no. I don't want to read that one.
I've got one here. Teacher on crystal meth strips naked in class and bites two students.
Again?
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Good News with Skin Man.
From North Virginia, a story.
The names will be changed to protect the guilty. An elementary school teacher was arrested this morning after a drug bad trip caused her to strip naked in class and physically assault her fourth grade students. Oh, no. Fourth grade? They're learning so much so young. I'm thinking Arby's. Severely biting two of them and injuring six others. According to the police department, 37-year-old was visibly intoxicated and behaving erratically when she showed up for work this morning. Due to a lack of replacement teachers, she was still allowed to teach her class.
I can tell she's high as hell on meth. And I listen, she walked in.
Control.
I'm not going to lie. I could tell when she walked in she was high as hell on meth. But guess what? I've seen her high as hell on meth before, and she's actually not a bad teacher on meth. I'm not going to lie. I've been the principal here for 14 years. I do meth every day, and I do fine. So I've never bit anybody, okay? Never once did I bite any. One time, okay? But that fucking janitor stole my meth, and I'm going to bite him back.
So she's normally a happy drunk?
Yeah, she's really talkative. She's always just like, shut up and go teach your class.
Do you think she was more drunk this morning? Because she kind of freaked out a lot, and most drunks don't really freak out.
Like, how much do you think she freaked out? Like, what'd she do?
Well, she injured six kids and bit two of them.
Which two'd she bite? Tell me their names.
Well, they were the smart ones.
Two foreign exchange students, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Tell me. It was.
Well, it was a math class, so yeah.
It was. It was the two foreign exchange students.
They weren't American. It was math. They were good at math.
She did. She listened, okay? She wrote that. Listen, I got her. And I forgot to. I skimmed over this on her resume, okay? And I shouldn't have even taken a resume on the little piece of paper like this. I'm not going to lie. But we were short on. We needed teachers. And she did say one thing.
Teachers can write in crayon.
She did say one thing. Foreign exchange students will be bit when I'm on meth. So, was she on meth? I think that's what she was on. Meth?
Oh, we haven't had that tested yet.
It's meth. I did it with her before when she went into class. It's meth. It is. It is. It's good meth, too. I kind of want to bite you. Just saying. And I don't usually bite. I've never. The one janitor, I bit him, but he was reaching in my pocket for my meth.
Well, that's not never, then.
I've never bit anybody except for the one time I bit somebody. And there was one other time I bit somebody, but that was different. That was, we were in line at the gas station. And
I think that's seldom.
It's like one of those lines where it's not really a line. You just kind of snake in there together. But this fucker seen, I snaked right into my spot and he snaked in and the guy said next and he stepped up and I said, wrong, bit him. And guess what? He looked at me all weird, and I went and paid for my stuff, walked out.
Yeah, that makes sense. But your use of never.
I never bite anybody. I've never, listen, never besides the one janitor, the one guy at the gas station, and then that one time when the cops were tasing me.
Yes.
And I was biting all of them, okay? But listen, when you get tased, okay?
What about the church ice cream social?
Well, I was biting the ice cream, and then people were in my way, and I bit
them.
Okay,
we're up to four nevers.
But I've never bit anybody besides them. If you take those four times out of it, and then you like forget like some of the other times, then there would be never.
Well, what about when you were in college?
Well, we don't go back to college for biting incidents. I've never bit nobody in college.
Well, you say never. That means never, not
never,
at all.
Ever have I bit anybody. Four,
and
never.
We're not even into your college years.
Oh, well, I've bit a lot of people in college, but never.
When you were growing up, how many dogs did you chew on?
I didn't chew on dogs. I was raised kind of as one. mom was poor, family, like the best way to get attention in my house was bite people. So, I mean, yeah, I bit a lot of people growing up, but I've never bit anybody, like, other than that. And then the four times and then, like, the college years. So, I don't know. So, what did she do again? Go ahead.
That's very politician of you to go ahead and change. The children said she was screaming and talking in gibberish while drawing symbols on the board. That's actually math equations. She then started stripping off her clothes and throwing them around.
It's so hot in here! Why has I always got the heater on in here?
Pie times! Woohoo!
You don't pay me enough for this shit. These kids are paying for my stripping. Authorities on scene.
The students became agitated and scared by their teacher's erratic behavior, and some of them tried to leave the classroom. The naked teacher then turned very aggressive and started grasping and biting the students while howling and growling loudly.
No leaving, kids! Listen, it's my classroom. You're not just leaving.
Have you read this story? Because you weren't too far off from it.
Listen, I might be on meth, but I run this class, okay? And I might be naked. But I run this class. If your mom was naked and she was telling you what to do, would you listen? You'd listen.
The children.
I imagine this is how the lady from North Virginia would talk. I'm sorry, I don't know the accent, but I'm just going.
Well, I think you're doing
justice.
The speaking more legible.
Okay. Well, I didn't know the principal. They're educated. You know. Listen, I got her resume right here.
There's the resume right there, and it's
right under
crayon.
Right under Kroger. What is that? Toilet attendant. She got her education right there at Kroger.
That explains why it's written on a receipt.
Okay, never mind.
The children were only saved by the rapid intervention of another teacher who intervened.
There we go. I know that word. It gets me too.
Intervened and was able to subdue this crazy teacher.
Now, so I took her down. Let her go, Bruce. You gotta let her up. She's naked. It's just a girl. Well, listen. I gotta fight. Listen. I'm not doing it because I like it. Why are you grabbing her boobs?
Why does Mr. Bruce have no pants on?
Well. Listen, when you fight a naked person, there's only one way to fight a naked person.
You got
to
have a fair fight.
You got to match them in their element. You got to get in their element. So I got naked.
I was trying to get in her hand.
I smoked a whole bunch of this meth real quick, and I'm taking her down. I'm biting her. I bit her. Bit her again. Border agent sees 154 pounds of bologna at Texas crossing. I feel like I did this one.
Hold on, we're not done here yet.
Uh-oh.
The police spokesman saluted the courage of the teacher who subdued the intoxicated woman and described him as a true hero.
That right there, Mr. Sanders, he is a true hero. Listen, I'm out there every day, and I take bullets for America and for North Virginians of this area.
But I will not bang a math teacher.
But Mr. Sanderson... He took her down with one leg sweep. It's on the cameras. He swept her down, and then he just took her, and he put her in a cradle position.
That wasn't his leg.
He put her in a cradle position to calm her down. There's not a lot of people that know when you're naked and you're on meth, the only way to revert back to the baby thing, you cradle them. You cradle them, and you rock them.
That's called froggy style.
Nope, you rock them until you rock them, and you rock the meth out of them. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You're going to puke all this meth out and then you'll be fine.
The teacher now faces a total of 23 criminal charges, including aggravated assault, child endangerment, criminal neglect, and indecent exposure.
I still think that...
Brought to you in part by Arby's.
Go back to the... Yeah.
A lot of roast beef in that classroom. I'm going to have to clean that spot.
You know the guys that got the little... The things at basketball courts, those sponges, keep getting out and cleaning it? Can you get 5 or 6 of those guys in the room? She was all rolling all over. It's soaked. You know, my whole problem is when you started off the story, you said they noticed she's erratic behavior, but due to, you know, if that's not her normal function, if she's normally not methed out and, you know, she doesn't normally park in the middle of the grass in the commons area when she comes into work. And
she drove her car in. I don't think she drove her car into the building.
No, but in the commons area, the grass.
Right.
Like, you know, where everybody that, you know, her parking spot was taken.
Everybody gets a case of the Mondays.
That's what I'm saying. She just got a case of the meth days.
Yeah.
Is that the end of it?
Found guilty on all charges, she faces a maximum of 65 years in prison and a fine of $85,000.
Now, so do you think that it's more scarring for your fourth grade teacher to bite you in a meth rage? Or, like, send you nudies and have, your first sexual relationship. I'm only asking because my first sexual relationship was with my fourth grade teacher. So I have that to compare to.
You know, most people in the world would say, asking for a friend.
Well, the friend is me. And you know how hard it was in...
I'm my own best friend, and inquiring minds would like to know.
You know in 89 how hard it was to send a nudie? If you didn't have a Polaroid, you had to go get that published. You had to go somewhere and get that thing developed. And then you had to bring it back in and slide it in a fourth grade kid's literature book and be like, Casey, this is your book today.
I'd like to put these in the newspaper.
Miss Johnson, if you're out there, thank you. Border agent sees 154 pounds of bologna at the Texas crossing. No bologna. U.S. border agent sees more than 150 pounds of bologna from a driver entering from Mexico.
This dog's going crazy. You got any drugs in here?
Nope, not one.
Pull off to the side.
Bologna's going to get real...
Pull right over here.
Sir,
dog is going ape shit. Pull right over here.
Fridge is going bad in the refrigerated truck, and this load is going to start... Thinking real quick.
Right over here.
Okay, right over there?
Yeah, pull to your right.
Okay, pulling over.
There we are.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says in a news release that the driver told agents Thursday at the El Paso crossing he had rolls of frozen turkey ham in his pickup truck. There is turkey ham. There is turkey ham. He said earlier he had a turkey ham sandwich and it's there.
Bring all the dogs out. They're going to eat good.
In his pickup truck. Upon further inspection,
the
agents determined there was 154 pounds of Mexican bologna. Is that Mexican bologna you have there? Sir, is that Mexican bologna in the back of your truck?
No, hablo inglés.
Sir, you're white. Your hat says, Make America Great on it again, sir.
Can't.
I get where you're going with this. It's not turkey ham, is it?
Some of it is turkey ham.
Okay. What part?
The English part.
Okay. What else is in your bologna?
Just whatever they squeegee off of the floor. And then they put it in this press. And then they squeeze it all together. And then that's where the deliciousness comes in.
In case you're wondering, Mexican bologna is made of pork. The agency says the driver was released, but the bologna was seized and destroyed. It says bologna can't be carried across the border because it could introduce foreign animal diseases to the domestic pork industry.
They're going to taint all this horse meat.
What? What'd you get at the border today, Henry? 347 kilos of cocaine. What'd you get, Rogers? 644 pounds of meth. 444 and 73 bricks of fucking some of that good pot, 4 bags of pills. What about you, Rogers?
800 pounds of bologna.
I'm calling bullshit on this, Rogers. I'm calling
Look
bullshit.
Look at this. It's the size of a baseball bat.
Holy shit. How are we going to destroy that?
Grab a fork.
Is that Mexican bologna?
That's, yeah. That's... We're going to feed it to the dogs.
Oh, no. Well, maybe. Well, I got to listen. Hold on. If we're going to do that, I got an idea. We got all those teachers coming down, okay? Listen, just hear me out. Hear me out. We got all that meth I seized. We shove that meth in that bologna. We slice that bologna up.
And then feed it to the teachers.
Yes, but we put it in cheese dip with chips because no woman can turn down nacho cheese dip in my experience, okay?
Especially if it's blue cheese.
Head customs right here for a reason, okay? Yeah, we'll get some of Officer Andy's fucking blue cheese dip put in there. They'll eat that shit. They don't care. And we'll just have a bunch of them. Then we'll send them back to class, let them teach your kids. It'd be funny as shit. Some show will do come up with a funny ass story. Some teacher biting kids. It's me. I don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from there. See, it's there now. This happened the last time. Good morning, Will. Good
morning, Will. Hey, here.
Good morning, world. How are you? I was trying to click on it to see what it was actually about. I kind of got interested in the story then. You
turned it off.
And then I clicked on the right one and turned it off. Well, that's the end of that story. So they found 154 pounds of bologna. I don't know. I don't know how you destroy it. It's like the same way they get rid of the drugs. Like they have an incinerator. Yeah. Man.
It's like all the
who fucking burned all the bologna? I gotta fucking burn this crack in here later, and it is not gonna burn with all that bologna in there.
All the tweakers are hanging out by the furnace, and they're getting pissed because, like, it just smells horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that suck if, like, you know, you're in that little Mexican town that shows up for the pot burning day because they burn all the pot. So you go hang out. You know, you're like, fuck yeah, I get stoned every year when they burn all the pot, man.
That's gonna be great.
Every Friday they burn the pot. What the fuck?
Oh, it smells like burnt hair. Oh.
Oh, fuck, I know what that is. That's Mexican bologna, isn't it?
They're just doing the barbecue wrong.
You know,
the fire's too hot.
There's only one thing that makes pot smell worse.
Pork.
Pork.
You have to keep your weeds kosher.
Andy, did you find any of your stories, buddy, or are you still phoned down?
Woman arrested for firing a gun into a KFC drive-thru.
Take that!
Sandy Springs, Georgia. Police say a Georgia woman fired a gun into a KFC after learning her order lacked napkins and a fork.
Not again! Not today!
Well, excuse me, woman. We weren't expecting you to try to eat your biscuits and gravy on the way home. You're in the fucking drive-thru.
I usually eat them while I'm waiting to eat my next taco.
News outlets reported 33-year-old Jolene Jade Dare was arrested Tuesday in Sandy Springs, Georgia, on an outstanding warrant from Shelbyville, Kentucky, where she was accused of shooting into a restaurant drive-through window.
To be fair, I thought it was just a phone app. I didn't think it was a real gun. I knew it looked real, but I have all these apps on my phone that just make bullet sounds. I thought that's what this was. I'm sorry.
I didn't know my phone had bullets in it. I swear.
Yeah, I was like, weird.
That is a Shelbyville thing, because that would never happen in Springfield.
No, it's North Virginia, somewhere in North Virginia.
Shelbyville police say Dare visited a local KFC in October and was verbally abusive to the drive-through staff, who reported Dare was angry over not getting a fork or napkin with her meal. Police say Dare fired a handgun into the drive-through window and sped off in a white Mercedes Benz. Because you go to KFC and a Mercedes-Benz.
Anyway,
no one was wounded in the shooting. Dare appeared in court Wednesday and waived the right to fight her extradition to Kentucky. It's unclear if she has a lawyer.
Yeah. Barry, right here, I'll be representing her.
Driving a Mercedes-Benz?
Yes, I'll represent her.
Probably got a
And I'm not going to lie. Officer, have you ever been to that KFC? Have you ever wanted to shoot at it? Hypothetically, I know you're a cop. If you weren't, if you went there and you got biscuits, with little chicken chunks. And they didn't give you a fucking fork or a napkin. I'm just saying, think about it. Would you want to shoot at them? I'm not saying I did right. I'm not saying I did wrong. I did right. But I'm not saying I did right or wrong.
Oh.
A man in freezer... Oh.
Fuck you, Colonel.
I think it was a single shot. That sounds like that one would have wounded people. That definitely would have wounded people. Are you cooking popcorn now? Man found in freezer was husband of recently deceased woman. Did she go to jail? Is that the end of it? No.
Yeah,
more
that was
lawyer.
The end of that one.
You got another
might
one?
Might even be better.
Hold on a second. A man whose body was in a freezer for as long as 11 years was the husband of a woman who had recently died in their apartment west of Salt Lake City, North Virginia, police say Tuesday. But the autopsy that nailed down his identity didn't help investigators solve how he died, who killed him, or exactly how long his body was tucked into the freezer chest inside the couple's apartment.
He was killed by the Terminator. She told him to chill out.
I told him the peas are down in the bottom. Last I seen, he was down there looking. Haven't seen him since. I don't know why there's a padlock on there and why there's stuff piled on there. I don't know why it's still plugged in and says do not open to dead husband in there. Okay, I don't know.
He was stabbed with frozen vaginitis.
All these things are hypotheticals, okay? So far, all you know is dead husband in freezer. Fucking dude, be a cop. Solve this. Find the murderer, okay? I was just sitting there in my chair for 11 years looking for my husband. If I'd have known he was in the freezer, I don't ever get in that freezer. That's his freezer. He says, don't ever look in there.
And now
ever.
I'm dead. You can't charge me.
Officers discovered his body, or the body of Paul Edward Matthews, 69, last Friday after finding his wife dead on the bed when they were there to do a welfare check. She hadn't been seen in 2 weeks. Detectives couldn't tell from looking at the fully intact body how he died, but suspect foul play. The death of his wife, Janine, whatever Matthews, 75, is not considered suspicious. No, but how do you punish him then? I don't. They don't know if she was involved in the husband's death. Regardless of the fact, if he's been gone for 11 years, she's in the apartment where his body's been, she has something to do with it. I'm not a cop. I'm not. Remember, I'm principal over there at North Virginia High or elementary.
Right.
Detectives estimate the body was in the freezer between 1 and 11 years based on the fact that it's frozen because you can't tell. Residents of the apartment complex said they last saw him or couldn't say when they last saw him. It was probably 10 or 11 years ago. I'm not going to lie. He was an asshole. I was glad we didn't. I'm, quite frankly, I just figured he was sitting there. She's been laying on the bed there for 2.5 years. I figured they were just lazy as fuck.
Takes all kinds.
It stinks bad over in their apartment. I wasn't going to go check on them. It
smells like old people.
It smells like old people and death. Why would I go over there and check? They had lived in the apartment since 2007 in the city of Toole, which is about 3,500 residents or 35,000 residents and 25 miles west of Salt Lake City, North Virginia. Man, dead in freezer. Foul play suspected.
Yeah, it's locked from the outside.
Well,
I believe
know,
it was a suicide.
She said, you know, and it's a good possibility that they always wanted to go together. They wanted to get buried together. They were poor, couldn't afford it. Died of natural causes. She didn't know what to do. Got this freezer. You take the yak meat out of there. And, you know, why do we need 154 pounds of bologna? Give it to the Mexican guy that's going north, you know.
Right.
Let him haul it for his family gathering. And we'll just put him in there. Eventually, I'll die. They'll find me. Realize I was married. My husband's gone for 11 years. We should look around the apartment. I never have, you know, there he is. And he's preserved. They can do you unthaw him. You do your normal stuffing or however they, you know, get a body ready for burial. You know, stuff them and mount them and put them in like cool positions, put them on a plaque or whatever you do for your burials. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, maybe she just wanted them to be buried together at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
She
might have had a cold 11 years ago and thought she was dying, so she killed him and then figured out, guess what? Just a cold. Gonna have to wait it out. I'm only 62.
No, she was trying to freeze him, and then that way when they find a cure, that she could have him back.
Dude, there's probably now if we find that story later on, they find the diary and he was really alive there. And they, you know, like, they watched Demolition Man one night.
Yes.
And she's like, we can do this. Not only, hopefully you come back looking like Wesley Snipes, but, you know, oh, sorry. I was, white guy, I don't know how he's going.
I think she's being a little greedy with this, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe she, they didn't have a cure, you know, 11 years ago, they didn't have a cure for the common cold, okay?
So
she put him in the freezer.
She's putting her money on him being freezer burnt.
Mm-hmm. Thaw him out. I think he'll cook fine. 11 years he's been wrapped in that plastic. He should be fine. it's ziplocked. The good stuff. It's weird. Do you have a 74 gallon Ziploc bag?
No, it's one of the vacuum things for a comforter.
Oh, that's true. I'd like to see her in the store trying to find. You got a bag bigger? Well, so imagine you have a turkey the size of. See that guy walking there? About that size, and you say so you cooked it, and your family didn't, none of them showed up, so you didn't eat none of it, and you don't want to put it into individual bags. You want to fold, like, say your turkey was that size. How big are you? Yeah, about that size, and say you wanted to fold a turkey that big up, like, and put
but
it in a bag.
You can't fold it in half.
Well, most of the way. It'd be fine, I think, actually. He's limber when he's asleep. I mean, the turkey, when it's cooked, it's limber.
The rigor mortis sets in. He sets completely up.
Yeah, and the freezer, boom, the door pops open. That's why you padlock
it. Locked.
Yep. Go ahead, Andy. What's your next story, buddy?
Alaska man arrested after drugs found in spoiled goat guts. Anchorage, Alaska.
Again?
An Alaska man found with $400,000 in illegal drugs hidden in spoiled goat intestines at an airport has been arrested.
Okay, first of all, what drugs are worth that amount? How many goat intestines do you carry around? These are just my goat bags. They dry out and they make good.
There's nothing in there. It's just goat guts.
Just goat guts. Listen, when they dry out, they make real good, like, you know, those little things. I go down to California and I sell them all those people that little fanny packs. Just wrap them around goat gut.
And then the leftovers, I sell it as Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, we call them goat packs. You've heard of camel packs, right? These are goat packs. You put water in them, drink out of them. They taste bad at first, but eventually they're fine.
Kenan Placencina?
Is that the name?
John Cena. Yeah. Okay. John Cena of Kodiak was arrested Wednesday at Anchorage's International Airport.
Shannon Mahoney. That's fine. That's the name. That'd be a fine name.
Investigators with the Alaska State Troopers searched a large fish box the 71-year-old man had checked as luggage, according to an affidavit filed with the charges.
You know what this is? This guy watched Mule, and he said, you know what? Fuck you, Dirty Harry. I can fucking haul drugs.
I got a better way.
Yeah, fuck your Ford truck.
He had given his consent to his search, according to the affidavit signed by the special agent with the Coast Guard Investigative Service. Inside the box was loosely wrapped frozen meat with multiple small pieces of meat frozen together.
Yep, that's just my meat. That's just my pocket meats. Lots of pocket meats. I get hungry on the fly. Little pocket meats.
That's my goat guts for niblins.
You ever had? Try it. It's not bad. I gave it to this teacher in North Virginia, and she fucking loves it. Biting all kinds of people.
The affidavit also said he had consented to the meat being thawed for further investigation.
Yeah, you can thaw it. It's fine.
Investigators smelled the odor of rotted meat as it thawed. The police dog detected the presence of drugs.
Oh, how that
before the meat?
He's goats just trying to get into that meat.
Did those goats get into a drug field or something before I killed them? Individually packaged too, huh? You didn't know that goat guts when you're digesting just individually packages stuff and drops it into their bellies, right?
Before the meat finished thawing, John Cena withdrew his consent for a search, which prompted authorities to obtain a search warrant.
I changed my mind.
On second review, that's just 154 pounds of bologna.
Resuming the search, investigators found packages wrapped in plastic that contained... Close, you damn player. That contained about 740 grams of heroin and nearly 400 grams of meth.
Again? That's her. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the teacher that she got.
Praise it back up. I gotta ship it.
We gotta send that. Listen, that school districts, they're short on teachers. They're not gonna be short on goat meat. We're sending them the goat meat. Okay.
Cena had been heading back to Kodiak when he was arrested, initially booking a morning flight and later rebooking for a late afternoon flight. Before the flight departed, however, Cena had agreed to be interviewed. He told investigators he packed the bag himself and denied knowledge of the drugs, according to the affidavit.
I didn't put those in there.
Investigators, he bought the goat intestines for $140 from a California rancher for his own consumption.
Yep, I'm just I only eat the meth guts myself.
Cena was taken into custody at the Anchorage to the Anchorage jail. Trooper said a message left late Friday afternoon. Blah 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 blah. Okay. End of the, no, here we go. More story.
Hold on, we had a
breaking news. Oh, no, that breaking
was on,
news.
No, that was on the that was a shooting deal. Sorry, that's a different deal. I did have on scene though.
Not live from Anchorage.
Yeah, live from Anchorage. There was a couple kids that witnessed this all happen in the airport, I guess, where this was happening.
The video.
So I just wanted to know. I don't know what their take on it was. So what happened, guys?
Ducking and everything. In the house, I escaped. I dropped my hot pocket.
Oh, hold on. That was actually the KFC one. I got the reactions mixed up. So I did have the guys that were in the Anchorage guys. Sorry, let's try this again. My bad.
I just kept hearing
it. Yeah, that's them.
I'm ducking and everything. In the house, I escaped. I dropped my hot pocket.
Okay, yeah. See, that was... You can see the difference between their reaction than the KFC, you know, guys.
Yeah, it's the goat meat Hot Pocket.
Now, would you eat that? Would you eat a goat meat Hot Pocket?
Oh, instantly.
Andy, I don't even have to ask you. You were hungry eating the story, reading the story about goat meth guts. So I know you would eat it.
I have.
Goat meth or...
Yes, to any question.
If there's food there, I don't care. You could tell me this thing was impacted with dynamite. I know I'm eating it. It's goat, okay?
I don't like the goat meth because I can't blink.
Why?
Because you're high on meth and you can't blink.
I did, I read this, or I seen, the show I listened to did this story. A 82-year-old female bodybuilder whoops an intruder's ass. A guy had broke into her house to... You know, followed her, seen her come home. Old lady comes home, gets in, he breaks in her house. She whoops his ass first off, like holds him down, like he's trying to get away, like his pants come off, like one of those awesome scenarios, I think.
Give me that wiener, I'm gonna tear it off.
She calls the cops, and like in the background, you hear the guy like whining basically.
Yeah, and yeah, when it's tearing.
And when the cops get there, she's dragging him out of the house to them. And I mean, how. I don't care. Like, first of all, I know there's some girls out there that can beat me up. I get it. Like, I used to say there's not one woman out there that can. And then the UFC chicks came around. And then, you know, like, a bunch of those chicks would probably whoop my ass. I'd say it's a lower number. But then when you throw in 82 year, I don't care if she was what she did. She's 82.
Yeah.
You've got to be like, I mean, Ivy.
I guarantee you it was not a fair fight. And the other guarantee is he's got like a 32-inch scrotum now.
Oh, man, I'd love to. I don't want to read the whole story, but I just, that made me. Well, listen, though, you go to jail and you have to tell people what, you know, like, do you just tell people, I molested a kid? I mean, what do you know, because those are usually like, that's usually the worst, like molesters. But if you got You don't say you got you were robbing a house and an
82-year-old woman whipped my ass.
Yeah, you hear the tape about the guy whining in the background of the cops while the woman was beating him up? That was me.
I fucked a goose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just like you hear the story about the guy fucking the goats. That was me. Fucking, I'm dirty as fuck. Well, I think there's a bunch of other good stories, but I think that's about all I have for the night. Did you have anything else, Skin Man?
No.
No more stories.
I could bring up at least another 12, but nobody wants to hear those.
You know, I discovered over this Thanksgiving weekend that if you leave like the politics and like that stuff out of your family dinner and don't go around your family, you can have perfect holidays. So, no. We're at our time. I mean, we're fine. We put on a good show for people. We made some people laugh. They had to listen through 30 minutes of not caring about our lives, and then they got 30 minutes of some pretty good stories. I did have a guy at work today. So you guys have heard of the foodie thing, the instant cooker thing going around. It's like a pressure cooker going around. It's huge. It's a big deal going around. It's a foodie. It's like some girl posted, normally would have took me 2 hours to got dinner ready. It took me 20 minutes. I mean, it looked horrible, but 20 minute dinner, that's fine. But so first thing I said is, man, I kind of at work today. I said, I want to get one of those foodie pressure cookers. And the old man down there, Mexico calls him Abe, the man bun guy. It's not really who he is, but down there says, you just want to make one of those pressure cooker bombs, don't you? I say, first of all, as long as you've known me, that's not something I would do. Second of all, who in their head just hears the word foodie pressure cooker and says, you just want to make one of those pressure cooker bombs?
Somebody that wants to make a bomb.
That's what I'm saying. He is that guy. Like,
someone is projecting.
Years ago, did you guys ever hear that story about that guy in Colorado who he owned a muffler shop?
Yes.
And the city zoned where he was going to lose like his storefront shop. And he was still going to, his shop was going to stay where it was, but he was going to have to put the storefront on the side, basically, was how it worked out. And he was going to lose like 60 foot of his easement, which was part of his parking. So it was kind of a big deal. But he didn't, and I think he was just one of those falling down. You know, he went to breakfast. It's 11:04. They wouldn't make him his breakfast.
Great movie.
Yes, great movie. He, you know, he went to the army surplus store. The guy took him back there and showed him all of his Nazi stuff he didn't want to see. They didn't have his kid's birthday thing. His wife wouldn't let him talk. I mean, all those things happened. And he built the baddest tank dozer thing ever you could build and destructed like 8 buildings in this little town in Colorado.
Dozer thing? I saw that. That was hilarious.
But if you ever, like, if you'd never met that guy, come to work and you'll meet him because he sits on the end of the counter from me. Because if you ever were to know a guy.
That guy was a welder.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. But if you were ever to know, yes, okay, you're the other guy. The
problem is, he wasn't smart enough to, he put all the armor, mm-hmm. all the plating on it and everything, so they couldn't shoot it.
They had cameras on there.
The problem is he wasn't good enough to figure out how to get airflow to the radiator. That's how they caught him. The goddamn thing overheated and fucking stopped working.
They got in there, he had like a sight tube in there, they got in there and shot him. It was how I heard it in the story. Like, they got him shut down, so they got all of his tires, because he had, like, the foam-filled tires, but they got, like, they were all ripped off, because they showed the thing, like, the picture of it when they found
it. Well, it was a bulldozer. I mean, yeah. It had tracks.
Oh, I thought it was one of the big tire ones.
No, huh?
Okay.
It had tracks and everything, but yeah. I mean, they were just surrounded it for the longest time, because it couldn't go anywhere, because the motor blew up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, shitty fabricator.
Well, I think he just wanted to make it to City Hall. You know, and he did. I think his goal was accomplished. I don't think he had plan C and D. I don't think you make that plan with an escape plan.
Well, I guess so.
You know, because, yeah, you would have had a little helicopter on top that, you know, or a little rocket that shoots you out or something. Yeah, you get away, but we're something like water cannon.
A hole in the bottom and you actually drive over a fucking manhole.
There you go. See, you've thought this out. I'll get you with Scott.
I have.
You and Scott get together. We got a welder, engineer, and a guy with the anger to do it, and
and we can pull it off.
I was going to do, I don't really care, 20, of course, these are all just, I hate when they sell me stuff, 25 hottest gift ideas for 2019.
Oh, there we go.
Number one, the snow, get your teeth whitened 9 minutes, snow.
Ain't nothing but an ultra perm.
Number two, Apple AirPods.
Oh, God.
I'm not an Apple guy, but I've got like the Beats version of them. I like them for running and stuff, so I get that. I seen like normally they're like, I don't know what they are, 149 somewhere. I had them for like 79 over Black Friday. So if you were going to get some for your kid, that's still ridiculous. That would have been the time to do it, though. Number three, Peeps, Carbon Nanotech Everywhere Cleaner. So this looks like this is like some sort of badass glass cleaner. I want this.
Cause, I could use that.
Yes. See, Peeps, keep me in mind. Photo Stick, instantly back up your photos, is number four. I think that, to me, just looks like a zip drive.
Yeah.
So
jump drive.
Yeah, or whatever you want to call it. Number five, Photo Stick Mobile, which would have went with four, personally, but to use the Photo Stick, you have to have Photo Stick Mobile. Number six, Bondic Liquid Plastic Welder. There's been a couple of these out there I've seen on the market where they do that.
It's just super glue.
Yeah, but they got that thing that hardens it real quick, and it does work because I use some on the glasses, and it comes out liquid, and then you put the light on it, like the ultraviolet light, and it like hardens it instantly.
That's just
that's just Viagra.
Oh. I sprinkle just a little bit on. Fixed. Prevent thousands of dollars in car repairs. Fixed. An app for your phone. Number seven.
Yeah. And all that does is just
tells you what's
broke.
Yeah. Screen clean. Number eight. Keep your screens crystal clear. Looks like this is a little piggy had a smudgy iPad. I admit it. Gunky fingers, I don't know. It's a little cleaner for your iPad. It looks like a, I don't know, another ultrasonic cleaner or something. I don't know, man. It looks cool. I want one now, too. Where do you guys stand on, like, the Amazon Echoes and the Dots and all that stuff?
Spies!
Okay,
spies!
I'm not one of those guys, but I still don't want one for that reason. I'm not a Echo number nine. I'm guessing Dot will be in here somewhere then, if they're still. Aveo wireless earbuds. If they work with your technology and they're cheaper. Yeah, they're incredible performance for only $79. Go buy some. Chill can. Keep your drink ice cold start to finish. Twist off top with rubber gasket grip or rubber top gasket. Stainless steel powder coated exterior. Double walled vacuum insulation. A expensive koozie. So apparently you unscrew the top, put your beer in, drop it, screw that top back on it. Where do you plug it in to keep it cold? I don't know. We'll have to read more on that.
Prison wallet.
Well, that's going to keep it warm. I keep all my pocket meats in my prison wallet to keep them warm.
That's how it recharges.
Keep
it cool.
It doesn't seem like that would keep it cool. It seems like it would warm it up. I'm not with you.
This is titanium koozie. That way, when you run it over, you haven't spilled your beer.
How do you say that word? Dotto?
I don't know.
How would you say D-O-D-O-W?
Doodow.
Doodo?
Doodow?
Doodow. Doodow. Fall asleep 2.5 times faster. 2.5 times faster than what?
Yeah, no shit.
Like busy?
My insomniac ass. What's that? That just
gonna
boils
say,
down to 3 hours instead of eight.
It's a something light specifically designed to block and over, I don't know, to over attract the patterns of lull into deep sleep.
Yeah, here's a device that's going to
so
block.
Why don't you just
out
leave your
overactive thought patterns?
Isn't that just what you do? Like me, where do you guys stand?
Right.
Do you guys have to have a TV on to go to sleep at night? Do you do the black room? Where do you?
I usually fall asleep with YouTube on.
It has to be all quiet,
but like
quiet and dark,
dark,
real dark.
See, I can't do that because I'm in my
real
head.
Quiet.
Like, I got to have just a tiny bit of sound so I can't hear outside noises. I don't want to be able to hear the TV, but just enough. And then it's got to be going. I set the timer every night.
I have enough ringing in my ears that nothing's ever quiet.
Well, I'm there too, and I've got enough demons and voices in my head.
He puts on his headphones, and it's just people screaming in agony, and then he sleeps like a baby.
Serenity.
Number 13. Tiki tunes. tiki torches with wireless speakers. Because why not? I'm going to get some. Tiki tunes.
Hey, do you need speakers for your luau?
Hold on. Neck hammock. Number 14.
That's not what that's used for. That is not used for sleeping.
Relieve neck pain in minutes. Yeah, I have to admit it, when I first saw the neck hammock.
Around the thighs.
I've got the cure, baby.
I have to admit it, when I first saw that, or first saw the neck hammock, I thought, what the heck is that thing? It's a neck hammock. And then I watched the video. 99% or 95% of reviewers loved it. Neck hammock.
They bought two.
You know what? These new things they got, these charge hub goes, they're just phones. Oh, no, that's the pad thing you plug it into. Charge four devices fast. I need one of those sometimes. I'm not a dead phone guy, but occasionally it would be nice. You get somewhere, your phone's dying. As much as I like to bite people, that's how often my phone goes dead. So never, never.
My phone never goes dead.
I mean, last week there was that one time.
And I never bite people. However.
Number 16, KeySmart, the next level in keychain. There's a titanium model.
The size of people's keychains. There's no way these things ever going to be like, oh, yeah, it's so slim, no one knows it's in my pocket. They're like, bullshit.
Wonder how many keys you can, because that there looks, that appears to have, that appears to have four keys on it. Four, like your house key, your whatever, studio key.
It's only house keys, because seriously, all car keys, and half the car keys are just,
well, I know,
and
they show the fob on it, though. They show the fob on it. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's four house keys for your, rape shed key, your, you know, whatever. Sorry, I'm Catholic now. Sorry. I gotta have a rape shed, right?
You know what? This, one of those little things,
you know,
right here.
I'm not gonna lie.
They work great.
I'm not gonna lie. That's so underwhelmingly the keychain I expected you to have. I expected if you pulled out your keys, there was a minimum of 32 keys on your keychain.
I went through them a while back and pulled about six or so off of there because I'm like, I don't even know what this shit's for anymore.
I'm that same.
I walked around the house and was like, okay, that does something.
I work with a kid at work that he's proud of his keychain. He's like 24, but he's got this keychain eclipse in front, and it reminds you of the janitor. He's got 67 keys on there, and he walks around, it's just this cheek, cheek. I'm like, what's that key for? I don't know. What's that key for? Do you just find keys and put them on your keychain? Yeah, you got an extra one?
Trying to collect the whole set?
Yeah.
I like it when I swing around and smashes my balls.
So the smart key wasn't enough. Smart key pro, number 17, never lose your keys again. Andy doesn't like it. Fit track, healthy tracking smart scale. Amy, get me a fit track.
What the hell's up with that hammer toe?
I don't know. All those toes in general, that's like
they've been hammered. Somebody took a hammer to every toe.
But look how much bigger.
When did they take a picture of my foot?
I was going to say, that's Andy's. Well, that's your feet if you got them fixed up a little bit.
Yeah, true.
Number 19.
They had
global
straightened.
Now I do want a nightlight in my toilet. No more than ever.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I could, like, and I, like.
That way I'd be able to see when I pee in the tub.
So you want one of these in your tub?
No, we want the nightlight in the toilet bowl,
okay.
So he knows where the
glare is. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I'd like this for my boy, but then
if you pee in the shower, you're not going to miss.
I generally do. It's true. It's LED lights for your toilet bowl. And number 20, the better back. Fight back pain and bad posture. Wear something that you wrap around your knees and your back when you sit down. Fail again three times this week. Back's feeling fine, though.
This'll help your back. I've got you something else that'll fix your neck, and we're going to be fucking.
Number 21, just in case, yeah, the neck thing didn't work, and you lost, in case you got your smart key and your smart key pro, and you lost them both, this is the smart key safety siren alarm for when you leave your keys behind. So, oh, that's a defense thing. Instant attacker defense.
Hey, where's the whistle? Where's the whistle?
Wee, 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 you. Well, you keep blowing that whistle because it's doing it for me. Let's get over here to my rape shed. Get over here to my rape shed, girl. Number 22, safety discs. Protect your family on the road. Light up safety discs. I just want them to, like, throw in when you guys pull in and leave at night, like on the show nights. I just want to line up the drive with these. Like,
well, you better get them in. You got a couple weeks.
Until Chip gets down here. No, when Chip gets here, I'm parking everything in the garage.
You need to put those around your car.
I say not to drive in my yard a lot. When Chip gets here, my cars are going to be parked behind my house over there. a couple more. 23, the air bolt. Keyless key monitoring, trackable smart lock. That is kind of cool. It's just like a lock that you unlock with your phone.
No, you use your breath. It's an air bolt.
Well, your breath would unlock a few of them, but I don't know if it's going to lock it. It just keeps falling apart, sir.
If you're drunk, it won't open.
I just need to change my underwear.
Oh, great. I'll have to go out to the rape shed.
It's for my suitcase.
Number 24, the IQ. Test your vision at home. What the fuck? Wait, you can test your vision and update your prescription glasses at home? Yep. Check out the IQ. It was invented by an MIT graduate and atomic. Well, I don't want atomic in my eyes.
How I went blind. I'll sue.
So apparently you can test your vision at home. I guess
it's a stank stick. Roll that one up. That was hilarious.
Well, I'm going back to it. Yeah, that's the stank stick. Removes nasty odors. Put it in your shoes. Shove it in butts. Hey, honey, look what I got you for Christmas.
I've got a great marketing ploy.
It's got two.
We make those, except instead of the X, we actually spell stick the right way, and they're stink bombs. And they put them right next to those bastards.
Okay, and then I've got a third idea. We do the same thing, except one of them says pooper, the other says vajayjay, and we market them a completely different way.
Just one's brown and one's pink.
That's what I said.
It just, they don't even have to read.
Hey, we're getting ready for sexy time. You got your pink and your stink in? And that's what we'll all call them, stink sticks, pink and stink. Patented right now, Monday Morton Papers. Nobody take that idea. Stink sticks, ours. And that's the end. And that's a great one to end it on. Well, I don't know if we did. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know where and how I feel about this show. I laughed. There were some good times.
Well, selfishly, I had fun.
Okay, Andy?
I did too.
Oh, then
yeah.
Fuck them. I mean... Fuck them.
This is for us.
Yes. No, I think we covered some good topics. I kind of think, you know, I thought because naturally after Thanksgiving, you would have some Thanksgiving stories. That's okay. I didn't set that up.
There wasn't a family reunion. I know it's
weird. I meant your story pulls. I mean, right. When you pull them, but I meant like phone stories.
Oh.
But he came at me with goat guts and right. Meth.
Yeah.
I brought in the 154-pound bologna.
Right.
I think we had a good Thanksgiving show, guys.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my cast and crew from this Monday Paper experience.
I'm thankful for our three listeners.
All three of them? Fuck Steve, no.
I'm guessing there was three, but I don't know anything for a fact.
You don't.
That's just in general.
We have one elsewhere right now on Mixler. I don't know where elsewhere is, but thank you, elsewhere.
No, it's St. Elsewhere.
Oh, is that up there, North Virginia area?
No, it's an album by Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. Oh, is he the one that does Ain't This America? I know it's not. Anybody else got anything to say before we go?
No.
Anybody you want to apologize to or anybody you want to shout out to?
Apologies are more Andy's thing.
This is for Ivy's grandpa. You are Catholic. You should apologize for something this week.
No.
Nothing.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents.
I'd like to say goodbye to everybody.
Monday Morning Papers. Please buy a paper from me. Get me something to eat. Just a paper boy. A paper.
Sorry to do this to you guys. Sorry to get you so hyped before we go, but... Oh.